It's Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3, John Mellencamp and Crumbling Down. So somebody obviously did not play that game, The Floor is Lava, or The Floor is Quicksand, enough when they were a kid. You've done that, right?
Yes.
Camille Cahole, age 54, said she was taking her son's dog for a walk on Constitution Beach just outside of Boston when she decided to take a shortcut through some gravel.
Mm-hmm.
Turned out there was a little bit of mud, and then she ended up knee-deep in the mud, and then she was just stuck and sinking.
Like quicksand.
Witnesses summoned firefighters to the scene. They reached her and the dog. The dog did not sink, by the way. She was up to her thighs by the time they found her.
Goodness.
She was not injured.
How crazy would that be? You know, what if she was out there by herself? She didn't have her phone.
Right.
And she's just stuck.
Yeah.
That would be terrifying.
I used to really worry that I would encounter lava or quicksand and I would need to be able to handle that as an adult. Or that I would be stuck in a log trying to crawl through it.
Yeah.
These were genuine fears I had as a child.
Well,
that this would happen to me.
Yes, the quicksand, because we were taught how to, I don't know why or where I learned it. But
you were in Florida. You had
to get
much,
out of quicksand.
But you had a much more realistic, real-world possibility of encountering quicksand than I did in landlocked Oklahoma.
But I've never been in quicksand. And another thing, when I was little, and Mackenzie had mentioned this recently, I really thought, you know, as a kid, that I would have had to have stopped, dropped, and rolled at least once in my life.
All the time. I would literally would constantly be worried I was going to catch myself on fire and have to stop, drop, and roll.
Yeah. Luckily, it's never happened.
Admittedly, as an adult, I've nearly set myself on fire a couple of times, but that's because I'm an idiot.